Okay, today we're continuing in the fourth parak of Masechet Avodah Zarah. We're up to parak Dal Mishnah Ches, which is kind of a turning point in the Masechta, because now we move on to major discussions about Yayin Nesach. Now, we paskin that not only is Yayin Nesach Aser, but even Stam Yenam is Aser, even if it hasn't been used or known to have been used as a libation for an Avodah Zarah. And not only that, even if a non-Jew touches wine that belongs to a Jew, it's going to be Aser. So, Lokhin Agas Bu'uta Mina Ovi. You're allowed to buy crushed grapes from a wine press of an Ovid Chavim, even though he crushed them with his feet, so he touched them. And even though he takes the crushed grapes by hand and he puts them on this mound that's on top of the wine press so that the liquid could continue to drip out of the grape sediment, it only becomes Yayin Nesach once it actually goes down into the bar, which catches all of the wine, because only the actual wine is considered Yayin Nesach when it's still mixed in with all the sediment and the peels and the flesh of the grape. That's not Yayin. Yar the bar, if it goes down into the bar, Masha Babar Aser, whatever is in the bar is going to be Aser, Vashar Mutzer, but then everything else, whatever is still in the wine press that hasn't gone down into the bar, is still going to be Mutzer, even though the Nachri, the Oved Avodah Zarah, touched that wine. Now moving on to Mishnah test. Dorchin Oved Chavim Bagas. You're allowed to step on the grapes to crush them together with an Oved Chavim in the same wine press, because it's not wine yet until it goes down into the bar. And it's not being metame anything, because the grapes are tame as soon as he starts to step on them. So when the Jew helps in the process, it's already tame anyway. Avalo Botrin Imo. But you're not allowed to harvest the grapes together with the Oved Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, because when you harvest the grapes, you then put it in the wine press, and that's where it's going to become Tameh. So you're bringing it closer to Tumah, which is not something you should do in Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael Shu'osa B'Tumah. If a Jew deals with stuff B'Tumah in Eretz Yisrael, so he does wine pressing and he deals with stuff that's Tameh, Lo Dorchin V'Lo Botzrin Imo. You shouldn't help him, you shouldn't harvest with him, you shouldn't crush the grapes with him, because he's an Avarian. A guy does it, he's not doing an Avera, he's a guy. But a Jew does it, he's doing an Avera. So you shouldn't be Messayeya Yidei over Avera. Aval Molichin Imo Chavil Slegas. But once the wine is ready made, you're allowed to carry barrels with him to the wine press to fill up the wine. And he can carry the barrels from the wine press with him. Because once the Avera is done, it's already done. You're not helping him do the Avera anymore. Nachtum Shuosu B'tum, if you have a baker that bakes bread bituma. So lo lashin velo orchinimo. You shouldn't knead the dough with him. You shouldn't shape the bread with him. Avol malichinimo pasapalter. But you can carry the bread with him to the store where he sells the bread, because it's already done. What's done is already done. So you're not violating anything further by helping him out. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Ches, we said that you're allowed to buy. The wine press of another chavim that has crushed grapes in it, even though he's touching it with his feet, with his hands, because it only becomes Yayin Nesach once the wine goes down into the bar. Once it goes down into the bar, it's Aser as Yayin Nesach, but everything else is going to be Mutter. In Mishnah Test, we said you can help a guy crush his wine because it's already Tameh anyway, but you shouldn't harvest with him because you're bringing about Tumah more quickly. This is talking about in Eretz Yisrael. But you shouldn't even help a Jew crush the wine in the first place, or even harvest the wine, because you shouldn't be Messiah over Avera. However, once the Avera is already done, so then you can help him transport the finished product, and the same is true with a Jewish baker that does things B'Tumah as well. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dal Mishnah Yud.